I am here at Ag Connect Expo in the Agrotane exhibit. With me is Dr. Fred Bielo with the University of Illinois. And we're going to talk a little bit about your studies, Fred, on the seven wonders of the corn yield world. I think that right there requires a little bit of explanation.
Well, thanks, Cindy. It's great to be here. The seven wonders of the corn yield world is a little concept that we came up with that ranks and gives a value to the top seven factors that can positively impact farmers' yield each year. Our thinking is that in our quest to grow 300 bushels and to improve crop management, we need to know those management factors that have the biggest impact on yield and make sure that we manage those correctly.
Okay, now part of the study was examples where the loss of nitrogen was prevented. And you included SuperU, which is an Agritain technology, in some of these studies. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, if you look at the top seven list, the wonders for corn yield, weather and nitrogen are one and two on the wonder list. And a little nuance of this technology is these wonders interact with each other so that every single thing about nitrogen application and use of the plant is affected by weather. The Agritain technology, like SuperU, is designed to mitigate nitrogen or weather-induced nitrogen losses. This lets the plant respond to the nitrogen rather than have it be lost. So, preventing nitrogen loss is number one on the list to achieve high yields.
Okay, so nitrogen and weather are one and two. Let's talk about the rest of the seven wonders.
Well, today we have some fantastic biotech genetics that incorporates season-long insect control. So obviously that gives the opportunity now to manage that genetics for its full yield potential. What we find is that increasing the population, the plants per area, of these insect-protected genetics, and then feeding that genetics with obviously nitrogen, but as well as other balanced nutrition, phosphate, sulfur, zinc, and then protecting that whole package with the fungicide, we can allow that genetic potential to reach its full yield.
Well, we're talking about that. We're talking about yield, but you're also talking about environmental impact, right here? Is that now? So yield is going up, environmental impact, as I understand, is really going down as far as corn production is concerned.
Oddly as it seems, that is exactly correct. As you manage to increase yield, you increase the efficiency per unit of input. So anytime we can get more yield out of the same land area, that is an improvement in efficiency. I think the only way that we're going to be able to feed and fuel a growing population in the future is through agricultural intensification. More yield on less land area.
How much better do you think it can get?
Well, some of our research that we've done thus far shows somewhere on the order of 50-plus bushels that you can gain with today's genetics with crop management. And I think this is an example where the biotech and the genetic industry are a little ahead of the application and the technology industry. But that's the sort of the purpose of being at this conference, to marry fertilizer and application technologies with biotechnology. And I think that really bodes well for the future.
I talked a little bit about with Harold Reitz yesterday about, he talked about having on-farm research, doing on-farm research, just having smaller plots to see what works on your farm. Would you advocate that for farmers?
Obviously, I think that the progressive farmer has to play with things on a scale to see how they work in his situation. Before committing over a large acreages, attention to detail and knowing what's happening on your land, there is no better resource that you can use than to adjust your management if it needs adjusting.
What do you think about this show, about Ag Connect?
So I'm really impressed with the magnitude of what's being represented here. And I know it's originally billed as ag machinery, but an awful lot of other companies that support agriculture or that allow the farmer to use that machinery is being demonstrated as well. So a lot to learn here, really, and even I'm learning quite a bit.
right. Thank you very much. Fred Bilo here at the AgriTain International booth at AgConnect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.